But should we do a proper introduction then?
Sure. This is what Stunt Granny Audio 937.
Sure.
I'm just doing it off the rip. I didn't really actually
Oh.
look it up, and I hit record anyway
We gotta do this
because.
prop. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Stuck Randy Audio, possibly 937. This is Jeremy again. That's Kevin again. 2 weeks in a row. Wait a minute. Shows in a row.
Two shows in a row. Jesus.
Hey,
Off to a roaring start.
at least it's not Chris at the end, which a little behind the scenes thing. My favorite thing ever, and he knows it too. I love making Chris sign off because as many times as he's done it, he still fumbles all over the place, and I take great joy when he does it because as soon as he messes up one part of it, it's not a downhill. It is a right off a cliff. And he obviously knows. So like
Yeah.
one time he blew right through it, and I think I said at the end of the show, "Oh man, like that's how we're gonna end it professionally." Which, whatever. But yeah, so Ronda
Yeah, like I was saying before, I did hit record. Yeah, that I the just the little blips that I saw of her commentary, I'm like, yep, I am not surprised that she was unhappy, especially with that second run. Like, oh my
Yeah.
God, it was. I mean, I even think that when we were talking doing the podcast, we're like, man, she's just has no one to work with right now.
Yeah. Well, she had that program with Liv that was so weird. Liv kept
Yes.
winning by skin of her teeth, and I guess like that was a piece of contention with her that it wasn't that, Liv beat her, it was how it was treated. Let me turn the games down.
Oh,
It was,
completely.
yeah, 'cause she said like there was something I'm trying like it's behind like a paywall, but everyone, cannibalizes that stuff. But
Yeah, someone has the subscription to it and then reports just little blurbs about it.
Yeah, but she was talking about like time getting cut and like average the women's matches average far less than the men, and when a place is run by an octogenarian, what do you expect with for them to be out of touch? And I'm like, whoa, holy crap. And then apparently today she came out with more just talking about how she wanted to blast Bruce Prichard and John Laurinaitis more, but the book is contractually only supposed to be 90,000 words, so they had to cut a bunch of it, or she just left it out.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, can we get the audiobook then? Because,
You are here for it.
yeah, oh, I'm totally down with, like, I don't know. There's that part of me that, we talked about when all that stuff happened. It's not a surprise at all, right? But there's
Yeah.
still like a hubris to everything. Like Bruce Prichard still works there. And it's like he wasn't in the know on this stuff. Like, okay.
Oh.
But
Yeah, there are some people where it's always one of those things where it's just like, oh, you didn't realize your neighbor was a serial killer? Kind of situation. Like, some people always know, or at least have an inkling. Especially since other people were included, evidently. So, like that, there's a reason why there are multiple people named in the lawsuit, like, so it wasn't like a complete non-circle, but what? I mean, Pritchard actually didn't have his name mentioned, but yeah, I mean, I
No,
do,
but
as close as he was, like, I have a hard time believing that he didn't at least have a waft of what was going
yeah.
on there.
No, it's like, I know, like, we never, I don't think any of us talked about, like, Nick Khan and Stephanie got named. Like, their names came
Oh.
out as, like, part of the people, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, so it could have been common knowledge that Vince was having sex with this girl, right? And that, yeah,
Yes.
he's being, like, a creepy dude showing her pictures off to people, But to the
Oh.
extent of what he was alleged to be doing, I mean, it is, like, I think it's actually plausible for you not to know. Because
Yeah.
one, you're like, wait, what? You're trying to like make this girl your slave, like, sexually your slave or whatever. But I don't know. I say whatever because I don't really know the extent of things. But it's just
Right.
weird. Like, no, shut up. It's like he's a lot of things. But then if you're me, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's I could probably, guys.
Well, it is one of those. It checks out.
Yeah, it'd be like if R-Truth all of a sudden like, oh my God, he's been running girls backstage. Be like, wait a minute, R-Truth? Like for real? Which I didn't even like using his name like that. Like JD McDonough, we'll use him instead. So
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, R-Truth
R-Truth?
does seem like the best of the best there, as far as even outside of the ring goes.
Yeah, and I as usual, we're off on a side tangent, but did you happen to see clips of R-Truth on the bump with Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin?
Oh, no, I did not.
So, Sam Roberts, yes, from Opie and Anthony, is one of the hosts now. And so they have Braun and Baron in studio. R-Truth is on the screen, and they were talking about Regeneration X, and if DIY wins and you and the Miz win, you could possibly face each other for the titles, at WrestleMania. Like, he goes, how do you feel about that? And he goes, well, I think we'd have quite a pickle. And Baron Corbin just kicks his head back, like, oh my God. Braun Breaker bursts out laughing. And it was the most natural thing because Corbin is still trying to, like, kind of be in character.
Right.
And then Braun laughing, and you could just see like R-Truth knew what he was doing. And then Baron starts
No.
laughing, and then Truth plays in. He's like, "You guys like pickles? I like pickles." And like if that was it, Braun was done. He wouldn't stop laughing. So for the like what we were saying, yeah, it'd be really hard to see that, and that would be actually devastating. So,
Yes, yeah,
yes.
yes. If R-Truth was in those types of allegations, like Vince, you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's like
You
this.
almost blow it off.
Some people live just fit the evil billing,
Yeah,
but they go back to Rousey.
when you start sporting a pencil mustache, you know you did something wrong.
He was doing that shit beforehand, and then it's like, well, it's like he's reached his fullest form. He's a
Yeah.
vaudevillian. Oh my God, he's a vaudevillian. No wonder he hates the gimmick.
It's like when Frieza reached his final stage.
Yeah, it's just like it's not surprising. We have a TV. I like history. Look, like if there's smoke, it's not a duck. Like enough.
There was a forest fire going on there.
Yeah. There's a raging inferno on top of a almost at a blizzard, which would be hilarious. But
On top of a volcano.
yeah, underneath the sun. Like, okay, we get it, but no. So back to Rousey. Yeah, she had nothing but nice things to say about Triple H. So that was positive. So it.
Yeah, well, that's why I was a little bit surprised that the one headline that I did see is that she'd never go back. And I'm like, really? Like, I mean, if all of your beef is with Vince, like, I think they're in a way better position to handle her correctly, should she want to go back.
Yeah, but didn't she also have a problem with like UFC as well, or Zuffa or whoever owned them before they were sold? Because she jumped out of MMA fast.
Yeah, I mean, I have been a little bit surprised that there wasn't ever the duck back in for her, honestly. But yeah, she must have still had enough of a beef with Dana,
Yeah.
who, again, I would not be surprised considering that Dana and Vince align politically. I'm not surprised that Ronda Rousey may have had a problem with him also.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but I could have swore she was like, she didn't want to do media anymore. She was tired. I was like, man, It's that weird balance between how much the company makes off of you and how much you make off of the company or through the company and all that stuff. So I'm
Oh.
sure there's probably some disrespect because, you know, she was like their top draw, right? After a while.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, at least for a
but
time period there.
yeah. But it's like, but it's crazy. And she had nothing but positive things to say about all the women she worked with, which kind of goes in the face of like that whole feud with her and Becky. Like, it was that deep, I guess, that, you know, I mean, I'm sure you're going to have disagreements with people and you're not going to, like, you know, hang out with everyone. But
Oh, right.
yeah, but she just talked about like the deep respect for the women and what they have to endure. And she called like WWE casting couch culture. Like, oof. And especially in light of like recent stuff, yeah, that's not exactly that far off, I guess. So, but yeah, just a
Yeah.
little fun cue on the road to WrestleMania. So,
Well, you know, it was funny. It was somewhat tangential to Ronda Rousey there.
I'm
Her
sorry. I'm sorry. What word did you just use?
tangential.
Do you have a thesaurus in front of you?
No.
What? Okay.
It's
Okay.
like a tangent. So it's beside. It's a fancy word for beside.
Let's say
In
beside,
company with.
asshole.
It
I don't know why that cracks me up. I was like,
was
what?
something that I wrote down after the show. Shayna Baszler making an appearance in GCW at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport
Yeah.
event for the company.
Good. And I guess there's gonna be AEW wrestlers at it too. And TNA, and then I think something else too. That yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, because I don't know who Masha Slamovich wrestles for at the current time period.
No, she's TNA.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah, but that's who Shayna is wrestling.
And
So yeah, I guess TNA WWE matchup going on there.
I think it's good for him too. It's like, listen, if you're not doing anything WrestleMania and you can go make some extra money, I mean, for whatever reason, and I always thought with Triple H in charge, Shayna would take more of a role, you know, kind of like revert her back to the badass, but she hasn't really gotten to like her NXT rise, you know?
Well, and I thought at some point too that honestly, and maybe it's just because it hasn't been in the cards because damage control has taken so much room up in the women's tag team division. But I will admit that I was a little bit surprised that Zoe and Shayna have not held those championships at some point, just because both of them have been backed definitely in NXT. And I kind of expected something. And, you know, sometimes you get off to that rocky start when you come up, and that's the Zoe Stark end of things. Shayna, she's kind of more in the she needs a reboot in a tag team, you know, a good tag team situation would seem to help that out. And yeah, the tag team situation hasn't really gotten much of anywhere.
No, because every time someone holds a title, they disappear or get hurt. Because even Asuka hurt her knee over the weekend.
Oh,
So
jeez.
it's like, no, nah, I
I did
gotta
not
keep.
see that news.
Yeah, now at first it was considered bad, and then it's kind of gone quiet on that front. So who knows? But yeah, like good Lord. So yeah, the keep people away from those. Like. On a side tangent again, the women's tag team titles is such a weird thing. And then also, like, where are Alba Fire and, oh
Island
no.
on.
Yeah. They show up for a match, lose. Show up, lose. Show up for a qualifier, lose.
Yeah, but they're not in between.
I mean, there's just nothing. It's weird.
They have the bodies for a tag team division for the women, but it has not been organized at all. Because I don't even know where, just because she's been featured a little bit more recently, Like, where do Candice LeRae and what's her name? Indy
Indy
Hartwell
Hartwell.
fit in? Like, they've definitely given them a little more airtime here recently. So it's like, okay, airtime is always a good thing, but I still don't quite know where they sit.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it's like it's weird for this Candice LeRae thing to be going on now. I guess we didn't talk about this on Tuesday. But like, we're 2 weeks out of WrestleMania. Why are we pushing this stuff when there isn't going to be a payoff? Like it seems like all avenues should be pointed towards WrestleMania. And then we can get into this other stuff afterwards. You know, like the Raw after, if you want to sacrifice the poor women. You know, just something different than building these things that, I mean, unless they're building it for backlash, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but it's also kind of a new thing over the last, what, 10 years? You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, but yeah, but a WWE talent going on WrestleMania weekend somewhere else is good. I mean, I think it's good. Why not?
Yeah, that forbidden door is not so forbidden anymore.
I guess like I read something how like Josh Barnett, like Triple H and Josh Barnett have known each other, so he has a high respect for him. And I'm like, doesn't that just seem like a simplistic thing? Like, all right, so Triple H is friends with Edge, right? So he's gonna let Edge use, I don't know who's in WWE he could use, but like, you know, like, oh, go to AEW and help him in that match because I really respect. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but.
Yeah, this one makes a little more sense at least because it's an indie and
Right.
you're
I mean, it'd
not
still be on a pay-per-view.
yeah, it's not really competition though, like
No, absolutely not.
obviously in the same thing, but I mean I still think that yeah, if you do the AEW thing, like I do think that you need to have your own forbidden door type of situation going on there.
Yeah. I also think it's wrestling, and like everyone like thinks Hunter's, you know, not pious. I can't think of the right word. Sorry, I don't have my word of the day in front of me.
You didn't bring your thesaurus, sir.
Yes, lucky I got that out of the way. It's not like there's not saying he's being underhanded, but at the same time. All right, I'm gonna let this person go to these shows, and then you know we can have Regal go with her, or we can have this person go and scout talent, and then all of a sudden NXT becomes a little mini indie again because Triple H has got his people all over the place, like taking people. Because I'm sure in a way, like Okada and Ospreay signing with AEW kind of stings, really? But so like there's got to be an ego bruise there.
Yeah, I mean, you would have thought that maybe one of them would have gone that way. It's also, you're still the biggest dog in the
Right.
fight by
Yeah.
a wide margin.
Exactly.
Because, I
So
mean, I was dying at the beginning of Dynamite this week. There's just like, oh, we have a sold out crowd here. They're really raucous. And I'm like, guys, the arena that you're in seats about 7,000 less people than most arenas that the WWE goes to.
in most
So
arenas that you used to sell out. So, no, I caught that. I caught that as
let's
well. And it's like they sold out, and then you saw it, and you're like, oh, this is like a minor league hockey barn. I mean, I don't remember where they were, but hey, but listen, in their defense, they aren't selling out. If it's not a pay-per-view, it ain't selling out. So,
Oh, well, that's,
right.
I mean, I even kind of chuckled last week when they end up announced attendance of 9,000, and I'm like, I know TD Garden fits more than 9,000 guys.
Well, if you only sell 10,000 tickets, though, you know, or make available. And again, it's like, you know, They need some positive momentum. The ratings went up this week.
Yeah, it
But
is positive. Like
yeah.
I don't want to bag on that, but it was just more the try hardness of the announcing and everything. I'm like, yeah,
Dude.
guys, this is a positive, but let's try not to overblow this here, guys.
Yeah. The try hardness of the announcers is getting to be pretty extreme too. Like Tony Schiavone's trying to find his next "It Sting" call. He actually did that with somebody.
Oh, I
I can't remember
forget.
who it was.
I
But they're like,
forget
he
who
goes,
that
"Bitch."
was.
And then I'm like, don't,
Well, I
just
mean,
don't.
even his It Sting thing was not good.
No, and that's the thing. Like, it was
was
natural back then.
natural.
And now it was like, I'm trying to get a catchphrase. Like, are you selling "It Sting" t-shirts? I mean, did they? They
I
should.
would, yeah, I was gonna say, I would be disappointed if they did not. I have not looked, but yeah, you should really try to sell that. Like, I mean, it seems like a natural thing.
Yeah, I'm looking it up actually. I'm curious now.
But
But no. Oh
wow.
Okay.
Lost
Please.
opportunity then.
Please.
Lost opportunity.
No, okay, they do. They do.
Okay.
Okay. All right, good. Good for AEW. But yeah, like that show last night, I don't know, like it's gonna be hard to say what the like mitigating factor was, why the ratings went up. I think it only went up like 300,000, which I know is only 300,000, but no, I'm sorry, not 300,000. Jesus. 35,000. That's it. Because they did 800,000. So it still
Oh.
went up. It's not a million. Fine, whatever. But it still went back up. But it's also in like their fluctuating zone. Like if they need to, if they'd be good if they could sustain 800,000 a week and then slowly build it up. So maybe advertising Mercedes, having a full show, advertised, as well as a rather big main event. Like, that's a
Yeah.
pay-per-view main event for them that they gave away on free TV.
Yes, it was. At
So,
least from a name department.
yeah, I mean, and then the end of a feud, a championship match, two legends, like all this stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much that I personally just was like, kind of whatever.
Okay, we can start with that match if you'd like.
It's so weird because it's one of those situations where they have spent a poop ton of time on this. And
Yes.
that's one of those things that I know that I've harped on just a ton on the podcasts for either place. And there was just something about it that just still seems off to me. Like, it doesn't seem like it's really about the championship because there's so many other shenanigans going on. Concertos, the mother, Nick Wayne's mother, because I don't remember her name. I don't know. Is it Janet?
I
I'll
just say
just go.
Mama Wayne.
Yeah, Mama Wayne. Joins, like it's a little bit of a circus, and that's fine. And like Christian's promos have been awesome. Like, it's so weird that like what I'm seeing in the ring just isn't like there's some kind of weird disconnect between the promos and what ends up being produced. I can't completely put my finger on it, but I mean, maybe it's just because it just seems over the top feudy. But Christian almost, for as great as his promos are, he's almost not reacting to anything that Edge is saying to him.
Yeah, he just blows him off.
Yeah, he pretty much just blows him, and it's just like, I do think that that's part of what kind of was like, huh? Like, I don't feel like he's shown real fear like a heel is supposed to. Like, of all the things that Christian does right as a heel. Like, that's one where, like, to me, there's just a little bit of a disconnect, and I just wasn't invested in this thing. Like, they have told this story a long, long time, and I.
Dude, they said last night they've had 200 matches against each other. Something like that. And I
Oh
just
my
went,
gosh.
why would you say that? Like, why are you telling me that this is just yet another match? Now, unless I misunderstood them and it was 200 matches together, like as a tag team, maybe.
Oh.
Sure. But maybe that's what
Yeah.
they meant. But you need to clarify that. Because the second I heard that, I was like, oh my God, this is just overrun. And I guess it's like, it's the two friends having a main event in Toronto, all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I actually really enjoyed the match until it turned into a zoo at the end. And it's like, you want to say that this is the culmination of everything. The feud's going to end, this and this, right? Then
Yeah.
just let it. I don't care if Matt Menard's going to come in to get his revenge on, what's his name? Kill Switch?
Kill switch. Yep.
Yeah. I don't care about Nick Wayne and Daniel Garcia. I don't care about the mom being in this thing. The whole thing's spent around those two. And then the clown show starts, and it's like, no. And I lost interest because the clown show turns into all the good guys beating up on the bad guy. And it's like, well, shouldn't they just bowed out and made it even and then let Edge finish the job that, he said he was going to finish? So I did not like the end at all. And I thought it took away from the overall presentation of everything. But.
Yeah, and you know what? I was thinking I didn't like the match, but as you were describing it, I'm like, you know what? I think he's right. I think it was really just the ending that I did not like
Yeah.
at all.
Yeah, because I turned to her and I was like, you know what? I really enjoy watching a match between two professionals. And that's what we got. I mean, they sold it. They sold stuff that they should have. Some stuff obviously has to go by the wayside because you can't, sell everything to the nth degree, or you'd just be laying there the whole time. But
Yeah, the
the
match
one
would be a little
thing,
too slow.
yeah, it'd also be 8 hours. But the one thing I thought the wrestler had to tell the referee to ask him, and instead we kept getting the referee asking. And then they said if you don't answer, that you lose. And it's like, that's not how this works. Like, you have to say I quit. Like,
Yeah,
okay.
you should not need to acknowledge anything there.
Yeah.
Other than just not saying no, not saying I quit.
Yeah, it's like just stare him down.
It's okay to say fuck off or whatever,
Yeah.
and that always seems like something that's more like early in the match when someone tries to get something early going. I feel like there's less defiance as things move along generally in these styles of matches.
Yeah. Well, and that's the exact opposite because remember Christian was like handcuffed and all that, and he started to say F you, and they pulled the mic away, and it's like, all right. And then, yeah, I just. They were just. I
The
mean, it was
actual
solid.
end of
Ugh.
that spike just seemed unwieldy to
One,
me.
isn't. All right. Isn't Spike just like a bottom basement generic name? Even
Yes.
remember Abyss's bat was called Janice. At least it had a fun name, a different name, like a psycho
Right.
would have. But just calling it Spike, it's like, Adam, how old are you? Like, this is metal. This is, yeah. This is pure metal, man. Like, no. It's evolved. You can't. Like, I don't know. Call it Ball Clipper. That's even dumb. But not Spike. Like, and then, yes, that thing was over the top. If you.
It just it didn't seem to fit good in his hand. Like, they actually had a handle end to it, obviously. And it's just like, it still didn't look like it was easy to hold on to. It's just like, if you're gonna custom make something like this, like, make it just. Because, like, when he was swinging it, I'm like, it doesn't, like, look like you're swinging it hard, dude.
I don't think you can. Like, I don't think you should. I know, like, it could just be rubber
Well.
tips, but you know what? That's still gonna kind of sting. So, yeah, no.
Yeah,
You
I
know?
but I guess that still to me hurts the end product. Like, I
Right.
mean, you
Oh, sure.
can't really like lay into it. Like, I mean, that's part of the wrestling. Like, you're supposed to make the fake thing look real. Like, you're
Yeah.
in that instance, you're making the fake thing look fake.
Yeah. And but it's also like if it's also the same with like a baseball bat. Like, has
Oh.
anybody in wrestling ever played baseball or softball? I
Anthony
mean,
Bowens.
okay. Well, if he ever has a bat, I expect him to be a lot better at it. Because everybody, what do? You take the brunt end of the butt end of the bat. The top of the bat or the handle, instead of just swinging for the fences every time. And then even and I understand it's suspension of disbelief, but even when they go to hit someone in the back with the bat, what do? They jump in the air and swing down like an axe. No, swing that shit down with one hand. It's like, have you ever swung a bat in your life? And the thing is, just like you said, though, you have to make it look real. And it's just
Oh.
baseball bats and wrestling are stupid anyways. Always have
Yeah.
been.
Yeah. I
So
mean, you are right that they can't properly swing those things. Because that is one thing where it's just like the kendo stick, you understand why they can go for it. Like, it's gonna leave a welt. But I mean, even like it's hard to gimmick a baseball bat.
yeah. I mean, unless it's a wiffle ball bat.
And
And
then
that'll
I
just sting like
just
hell, but
yeah.
do you
Oh
remember? Like,
man, why
I'm
don't
sure
they
you and the brothers did.
do that?
Well, they do
Oh.
sometimes, yes,
Oh, on
but
the
they like
indies, like I don't think the WWE's done that in quite some time.
probably not. But it's like the famous thing was like Kevin Nash when the Nat Hall and Nash were in WCW, and they were entering the ring, and Nash smacked the bat on the steel steps to make sure everyone knew it was real. But then he had a gimmicked one as well.
Oh,
He was
okay.
using the gimmicked one while, the other was there for noise. So, but yeah,
Gotcha.
I enjoyed the match until the end, and it was just a groaner for me. Like, why does this have to happen? Like, where's Jeff Jarrett? And this is like, I know I always say it, it's just like the old TNA effect in AEW. It just turns into a clown show. And
Yeah.
so, like, I thought it would have been better, and I actually somewhat, I guess I'm just obsessed with being right. I thought there was going to be something like they hit kill switch wrong. Like, I don't know, Nick Wayne or Christian hits kill switch, and he's like, enough of this. And then turns, and finally turns. Nope. Not even that. Like, it wasn't even like destroying the family. It was just, all right.
Yeah, you just took the title from him. That's all you did, really.
Yeah. Now I'm sure Mama, Mama Wayne running off probably get addressed, but yeah, it's just okay. So like as a main event, real good until the closing moments, and it was like, damn it. So, and I'm sure Edge was super happy to be able to get blood. Or color. Like, finally, I finally get to get busted open. Thing. So, like, yeah, but that to me was the highlight of the show. Mercedes Moné, I understand why she's a good guy. She's totally miscast as a good guy. Boy, that is readily apparent every time she's out there and is just awkwardly dancing to the Candon chants of CEO. Ugh.
Well,
I mean, it's part of the song. So so you don't even need the crowd to actually do it. It's just Sasha's never worked as a face. Never. It's
Well,
no.
her and Deonna Purrazzo both have the same problem,
At least,
where
okay.
their characters just are naturally heels.
Yeah. And who the hell wants to cheer for the CEO of anything?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You are generally supposed to boo the CEO people.
Yeah, the
That.
boss. Like
Yep.
even in NXT to cross blend everything, even the Don this week was more of a heel because he's the Don and the boss. So it's like, yeah, being the boss isn't good. The big boss man. You're called boss man because you're an asshole. So, you know?
This is not rocket science, as the kids like to say.
Yeah, and it's like, I know why. Because, oh, here's our big acquisition. Well,
Oh,
your
yeah, and
other
people
big
are gonna buy
acquisition.
her merch.
Right. That company, that fan base is buying the merch of anybody they want. If it's available, they buy it, you know? Which is fine.
Yes.
Everyone's got to make money. But it's like, you know, you get your big acquisition. They brought in Will Ospreay as a bad guy. That failed. They brought in Okada as a bad guy. Mixed
That,
results.
yeah, it has the potential to work just because the Young Bucks are getting booze, but also pretty much just steamrolling Eddie Kingston. That, like the Young Bucks almost needed to not interfere, but in some way from the production booth help cost Eddie Kingston.
Yeah, I had no doubt Kingston was losing.
Oh,
But
same.
there was also that tug where Okada could have been like, I don't need this belt to prove I'm better than you, and just beat him up and get disqualified. You know, like still wreck him, but
Oh.
technically I lost. Whatever. I don't need this belt. Because they spent
Yeah.
all that time in the Continental Classic for Kingston to lose the title, what, a month and a half later? Or at least one of the titles?
He didn't. Well, I think you and I discussed it. Maybe it's Chris and I. But. Oh, it was Chris and I because we were the only ones that got the pay-per-view.
Yes.
There was no one left for Eddie Kingston to beat.
Yes.
That was his biggest problem. Is that it's just like. We asked the question. We're like, what does this guy move on to? He had gone through the whole Blackpool Combat Club, beat every one of them, got their kind of, sort of, not really respect. And then that was it. That was the story. He beat, after he beat Daniel, Bryan Danielson, that was the end of the story.
Yeah.
I guess that was the other reason why I was like, oh yeah, Okada is definitely winning this thing.
Yeah, and it's like you're not bringing Okada in to lose. Even like the
And that
disqualification
also.
aspect. Yeah, even like the disqualification idea I had. Even that. Like, really? Like, okay.
Yeah, I feel like he's making a little too much money to just be to get
Oh,
screwed out of
a little
a
too much? Maybe I'm not thinking big picture, but Okada's not worth that money. And so far, your ratings have shown it. Your attendance is
Well,
skewed for 2 weeks. So I don't know where they are next week. That'll be the big picture. So
that's the other aspect of the whole, doesn't it sting for the WWE to not get them? If it's kind of like one of those free agency things in any sport. Sometimes you're just like, you just overpaid for that guy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What the fuck is going, sometimes it's, there are all variety of reasons why a free agent gets overpaid. But you know, it happens, and that's one of those ones where it's just like, well, did the team that just got him overpay the free agent just to, you know, just to say they got him?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know, like, it's just not gonna
The
have
Mets.
a, like you're talking about, like, it's not gonna have a commensurate, you know, like, it's not gonna show in your ratings and all your sales and everything. Like, yeah, it's great that they went there, and if they want the lighter schedule, cool, like, I understand it. More money, less work.
Okay, so here's the
Seems like a
thing.
dream.
Is WWE's schedule that much worse than AEW's? Maybe like promotional schedule and like, you know, that sort of thing. But wrestling wise, I mean, Ospreay's not wrestling two nights a week, you know? He's not doing Collision, Rampage, and Dynamite. He'll do one, and maybe he just shows up and doesn't even wrestle, which is what WWE does too. So it's like it's not the old days where they're running house shows all the time too. That's like a very strict schedule now.
Oh yeah, there is just not as many house shows. And I mean, I guess that's o almost has to go without saying when you have 3 days worth of TV.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, the shit next week, how many days? So, but yeah, no, not next weekend.
Two weeks.
Two weekends, yes.
Yeah.
I'm ready for WrestleMania to get here. That's why I think I'm just like cool. From Friday till Thursday, it's gonna be all wrestling. Like that sounds fun to me. But anyways, yeah, so it's like, you know, Okada comes out, wins, whatever. I just thought the match was kind of a dud. I don't know. It was missing something, which is why I call it a dud. Like, it wasn't bad, but it was a foregone conclusion. It came out of nowhere, and we're moving on. Now, if Okada
Yeah.
starts collecting all the belts, I'm down with it. Like, make him Gunther. You know? Except Gunther can speak English better. So, which I don't know how bad I don't know how bad Okada's English is anyways. He seems to be speaking just fine when he has to.
I was gonna say, seemed perfectly fine to me this week.
Yeah. So it's like, why does he need the Bucks? Like, anyways. But then
Just to, I mean, honestly, being around them, if they really want to make him a heel and to go, you know, I mentioned it earlier. Like, if they really want him to be a heel, like, he needs some type of heater like them around him to become a heel. And if you eventually get Kenny Omega back, you have a built-in feud if you want to go that
yeah,
route.
I mean, who knows when that poor guy's coming back? That sounds rough. I mean, to let swelling in your abdomen and intestines and everything go down just to find out if you need to have surgery? Oh, that stuff sounds terrible. I mean, I know Brock had it, he came back just fine, but it's like, that's just rough. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, that's but not good for your you know, stomach
For
slash
anything.
intestine.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, so if he comes back. But yeah, I don't mind Okada being a bad guy. I just want to be more bad. But it's like, they
Yeah.
keep saying he's the best wrestler in the world. Well, then the best wrestler in the world shouldn't cheat to win. Like, it's like a conundrum. But,
What did
you
he
know, we'll
do?
see. And then, but the thing is, every time they have a bad guy,
What did
they
he
turn
do
in.
to cheat to win? I don't remember.
Didn't he low blow him? I believe he did. But, you know, but the rest of the show was like, eh. I didn't really care. And.
Well, it didn't make any mention of it in the write-up.
All right.
He did
Oh,
gouge some eyes.
that was it. I'm sorry. That was it. Yes. Which is hilarious. He's gouging the eyes behind the referee's back. The referee turns around and he doesn't stop doing it. And it's like, well, if it was so dastardly, you had to do it behind his back, wouldn't you stop? But anyways, but the rest of the show and the crowd kind of showed it was just kind of flat.
Well, I mentioned it last night. Like, it almost felt like that was a Groundhog's Day edition of last. Other than honestly, that opening match, and then the closing match, it felt like Groundhog's Day because Mercedes Moné comes out, talks, the whole Willow Nightingale stuff happens. And then we get Will Ospreay coming out and talking again. And I'm just like, this show just seems so familiar right now. Like, didn't we just do this last week?
Yeah.
Again, like I guess having those two matches is a pretty key difference, but there was so much else on that broadcast that just seemed like it was the same as last week. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? It's another one of those situations. Did I like the Will Ospreay promo? Yeah, it was enjoyable. I
Yeah.
laughed. He's a good promo. Like, it's not a whole lot to say, but it still felt like more of the same. And even the fact that they ended up with the Rampage directly after Dynamite this week. Because that was another one of those where I'm like, oh my God, like we closed with a Willow Nightingale match last week, and this week we're closing with the Willow Nightingale match again. Like,
Yes.
what? And like, okay, yeah, it was two Dynamite and Rampage are two separate shows,
Yeah.
even if they ran together.
And I actually didn't
But.
mind that run together. It's kind of like, all right, that's what the crowd's seeing. But the
Oh.
one, th like, one, all right, so a few takeaways from the rest of the show. Because we do need to talk about NXT, because we always kind of, like, settle, because it's the later of the two. Willow Nightingale, like, that whole chair thing was absolutely unnecessary. Like, when they had a match for New Japan, the New Japan, wait, no, Stardom title? Is that what it was for?
Yes.
It wasn't like that was a blood feud. It was just a match she got hurt in. So why the hell would Willow suddenly qu question if she wants to hit her with a chair? It makes no sense.
Yeah, and they are entirely too far removed. Like, there was a moment there because didn't she get misted also by Julia Hart, months ago? Right around the same time that Sky Blue got it done. If she would have pulled something like this at that time period, you're like, okay, I get it. But now you're right. Like, she just helped you out last week. She's praising you this week. Like, what's there to be mad about? Like, she didn't beat you for your title. Like, you lost your title to someone else. Like, it's really kind of weird why you do that.
Yeah, unless there's something that we're missing, but the referees, the announcers aren't gonna fill you in. So, okay, but yeah, like it's, and then Mercedes is all mad at her. Oh, you've done enough. Like, what? Why are we forcing? Unless Mercedes is gonna, like, when she gets in the ring, turns into a heel. And it's like, this is like their way of like showing, oh no, she's still the same horrible boss character, which would be
Oh.
fun. But you don't put that much, I guess you don't put that much effort advertising and, well, not advertising, but time into it just to have that happen, I guess. But it is a
Yeah.
different time. So, but yeah, like that just drove me crazy. Like, it's unnecessary. I did like Thunder Rosa pinning Toni Storm. If we can get Thunder Rosa and Toni Storm for a little bit, that'd be fine.
Oh,
Two different
yes.
things. But it also teased, like, Deonna Purrazzo looking at Thunder Rosa like, yeah, I'm gonna beat your ass. Like, I didn't appreciate that.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. Again, like I just because of how Purrazzo's character works, I do think that a Thunder Rosa Purrazzo matchup would make some sense. Because yeah, it was a dick move by Thunder Rosa to like. I mean, it's one thing when someone's nearby and you tag them. Like, she ran halfway down the ringside to tag Purrazzo in that situation. I was like, oh my God, that is the most. Like, I was like, were you still holding onto the tag team rope,
Oh
Madame?
yeah, whatever. Yeah. So yeah, it's just the tag team rope also was legitimately only there so you could choke the guy behind the referee's back. And now they're so stringent about holding it, like, okay, whatever. But yeah, so I
Not
enjoyed
been
that
used as a
aspect.
weapon nearly enough is for heels in
Everyone cheats.
tag
That's
team
why.
matches.
Yeah. But I think the most startling part of the evening for me was how over Chris Jericho is not now. That was a Canadian audience. And it was light applause and boos. And you could see he was like, what's going on? And I told her, I think it's time for him to go away for a while. Because that's what he usually does.
I have been singing that tune for quite some time at this juncture. Like, Jericho has not been this consistently on TV in decades. Like, I mean, I remember, and I'm not going to look it up right now because I know I've looked it up recently. Like, I don't think any of his runs in the WWE lasted more than 3 years. And I think the majority of them got interrupted at least by like a 4 to 6 month hiatus for him to go on tour with Fozzy or, you know, something of that nature. So, like, even if he was running 3 years, like, when you take 4 months off, so you don't have like, what, two feuds in that time period, probably, you know, that helps keep you fresh. And he's not fresh. He just, I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum. Like, he's been a black hole. Like, to borrow the old Michelle McCool thing, everyone that he's worked with has been worse off. Just
He actually
everyone.
said, I've elevated everyone I've worked with. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? Where's Ricky Starks? Okay. Well, he worked with MJF, sure. But I don't think that really helped at all.
And we haven't seen him for since he lost the tag team championships.
Well, Ricky Starks, yeah.
Yeah.
MJF, you know, whatever. But, God damn it. Action Andrade.
Oh,
That did literally nothing.
jobber.
Yeah, it's done nothing. His gimmick now is he can slam a bottle of water. Cool. Hook. Hey, listen, that match wasn't good.
Oh, well, I
Hook
was
doing
waiting
power
to get to
moves.
that.
Hook doing power moves is hilariously bad. Like, maybe if he was in the ring with somebody who could actually help him out. But him trying to do all those German suplexes, Jericho just doesn't have the ups to go along with Hook's lack of strength. Those were ugly, and Jericho's got to be hurting today. He's just got to be.
Yeah, that match, not good.
In any respect. And I don't,
Because, like,
it did
even the
not help
announce,
Hook.
you could tell by the announcers, like, man, Jericho's really got to be hurting. Like, they didn't even sound like they were joking at that point, you know what I mean? Or, like, putting on fronts. They're like, has Hulk killed him yet? Like, if one of them would have said that, it wouldn't have surprised me.
Yeah, but it's like they started the match off started weird. Like, did he really get hurt in the beginning? And he was like, hey, hang on a second.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
It never seemed to be getting off the ground. Yeah, just nuts.
Yeah, it, that that match was as bad as it gets.
Yeah. While we're recording, do you happen to have the Oakland-Kentucky game on? As a little historical point?
I do not.
This, well, first...
It might be in one of these boxes, but I'm not... Oh, okay, I see where it is here.
This kid from Oakland, number 3, is straight lighting it up. If it wasn't for him, his team would be down 26 points right now. No, actually worse than that. He has 10 three-pointers, at least. And, like, the fact he just missed this one because he got fouled is crazy. And I know this has nothing to do with wrestling, but this is, like, you don't see these performances very often, except in the first round of a tournament, obviously. But, anyways, but back to the so speaking of you don't see these performances very often, you're not seeing good performances out of Jericho very often now. And putting him in a ring with someone green as grass in the springtime.
I like Hook. Like, I guess I like him a lot more than you. I guess I don't think he's that green.
See,
he's been wrestling, what, at least 2 years now?
Yeah, but it's only a handful of matches. He's been around that long, but he knows that he hasn't really done a lot.
And he had a good match. Like, there was no problem with him and Samoa Joe.
Okay, who?
Well, again.
Yeah. I mean,
he had someone who can still work, unlike Jericho.
Yeah, and cover for him. Like, I don't know. Jericho was like trying to give him, "Hey, all right, we're gonna showcase you." And Hook obviously isn't in the position to go, "No. No, 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 no. Like, I want to follow your lead, but you don't have to make me look good." You know? Like, make sure I win and I come out of it looking better. But, yeah, I shouldn't be Brock Lesnar to your John Cena. You know?
I mean, they've kind of been playing the Hook character that way. That he's a tough guy at a minimum.
I get if you're, like, tough with, like, jiu-jitsu, like, all that sort of stuff, because that's, like, a discipline, right? But I guess I have a hard time. He's a skinny dude. He's ripped, don't get me wrong. He's in great shape, but he's not in, like, bruiser mode like his dad was. Or actually probably still is.
Yeah, he does. I would have to say he probably does not have his adult man weight yet.
No, I mean, how old is he? 24.
Yeah, if he ends up bulking up within the next couple of years, put me on the unsurprised list.
Yeah, well, yeah, because remember those old pictures of his dad, and then what his dad turned into, like, oh wow. All right.
Yeah. So I do think, and maybe that's part of why I like him. I'm like, I can definitely, you know, he's one of those guys where it's just like, I can see the potential here. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I can see where, and, you know,
someone who's not going to just
be a sack, wet sack of potatoes.
Yeah. So, but. Yeah, so I know we're missing some other stuff. Oh, we had the...
No, we weren't. The only other thing that we really did not talk about is Swerve versus the Butcher.
Sure. And then there was the Bang Bang Gang, and then I loved how Juice Robinson was in the back of the Bang Bang Gang thing, and they didn't even acknowledge he was there. He walks by in the background. It's clearly Juice Robinson. But they don't even say anything. Like, even Jay White, none of the guns, the announcers, no one. And then, like, the Acclaim come out, and I'm like, was that the least cool the Acclaim have ever been, trying to be tough guys?
Yeah.
How do you take, like, the coolest team you had, and you just turn them into this? It's almost like when they first started. Like, the hell with these two? Who cares? Then they become cool. And then you're like, no, 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 no. You guys are tag team champions. We're going to take the belts off you. Oh, you must have a really good run for us. No, no. We're just going to cool you down and turn you back into worthless dorks. Cool. Like, yeah, but Swerve and Butcher, whatever. Like, why was that on? Other than you get Swerve on TV.
Yeah, nail on head right there.
Wait a minute, isn't
nail
Andy,
on head.
But wait, isn't the Butcher slash Andy from, oh wow, from Buffalo, so it's kind of close to Toronto. Maybe that's why.
Yes.
Maybe that's why.
Him and the band were from Buffalo, Every Time I Die, even though they're dead.
Yeah, well, when the lead singer freaks out that way, yeah, that'll usually does it. So, but yeah, so I mean that such an up and down episode of AEW. I will say it didn't lose my interest. Oh, I'm sorry, it lost my interest, but it didn't lose my attention. So take that for what it's worth, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
yeah, because I don't think anything more really happened on Rampage, honestly.
I was like, I've had enough tonight. So I meant to go back to it today, but didn't because the tournament game started. And I had to finish NXT, or actually watch NXT. So,
yep, didn't really. Oh, yeah, because there was only the. There's only four matches. You didn't miss anything.
Okay. I mean, I'll probably watch it tomorrow. I've been trying to do TNA on Fridays. So, I mean, I'm paying for the service, so I might as well make sure I watch. Even though they seem to be a little bit of an upheaval, you know. But we can get into that whenever. But, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to know more about that than I am, that's for sure.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, it's an enjoyable product to watch. And we'll just leave it at that. So,
fair enough.
Yeah, because we got an. Well, I guess this is the beer I'm drinking that just fell out of the door. Well, let's see. What did you send me?
Nope. I haven't.
Oh, no, not
tonight. There are several options in that department.
No, I can't do a fruited sour right now. My stomach lining will erupt back up into my throat. So, but yeah, so NXT. I don't know what to make of NXT right now. Like, some of it seems to be going backwards. Some of it seems to be going forwards. Some's kind of like and just stuck. Like, I don't know.
I guess the first thing I'm looking at, they're moving the Roxanne Perez, Lyra Valkyria storyline along just fine.
I'm going to take a pause right now. I am drinking, and I know we usually say this for the end, but this is my second one, actually. I'm drinking the Drippity Mango from Evergreen.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that one is from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Just outside of, well, I believe it's actually just part of Harrisburg.
Wow. That is enormous flavor. Whew. All right. So, yeah, so Roxanne, and that is good. Holy shit. But Roxanne and Valkyria, that's like, it's like the perfect way to move something along without taking the time to move it along. Hey, they want a match. I want a match too. All right, good. Next. Keep the train moving.
Yep.
Because they have 78 other storylines.
There's a lot going on there. There is a lot going on. And I mean, I felt like they touched on most of everything that has been going on, which is a credit to them.
Yeah, I mean, every segment has something going on. Every segment has something like that's far away from the next one. And I'm just like, oh, please. Like, okay. I don't even know where to start with the show. Like, the positives are always the positives. Ilya and the Don, I'm not getting tired of that. I don't understand the need for Tony D to come out and introduce a new concierge.
Consigliere.
No, thank you. I knew, as soon as I said it, I was like, damn it. You already did. So, okay. And then I guess Tony D being the Don, he's allowed to make matches for the champion? Like, okay.
It's been weird. Like, they haven't explained what the relationship between Tony D and Ava is exactly.
Yeah.
And they haven't painted her as corrupt for him.
I don't know. And it's just weird because it was, you know, I didn't kill you on a bridge because I respect you. But I'm going to put you through hell so I can get to the title. Like, wait, what? Wait, what just happened? When did he turn into a bad guy all of a sudden? I mean, I guess he never was? I don't know.
Who was never a bad guy?
Tony, a good guy. Tony D, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the man has been in jail. Why do you think he's good, sir?
What? But that was all a ploy, remember? It was all a trick. How quickly you forget.
Huh? They never said that.
Yeah, because remember he set up, well, when he got put in jail, he already had like the run of the place, and then Stax was just as it was basically a double agent. Remember?
No, that did not eliminate his jail stint. That was just a back play on who is it that isn't on TV anymore? The Scottish guys.
Oh, Gallus. Gallus. Oh my God, that's right. It was Gallus. I had somebody. Yeah. Yeah, I had somebody totally else in mind.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with whether or not he could wrestle. That just was, yeah, a trick on Gallus.
Yeah, well, that's when he was hurt, so they put him in jail, which is still, to this day, the best. Yeah, it's still the best angle they've done with Tony D. I know. I almost said Pablo Escobar, but Santos Escobar, I enjoyed that. But just this idiocy, we're going backwards, but it was still great. But so
you had the history wrong, so I mean
well hey, we should be used to it by now, history being wrong, so but I don't know, it's like, all right, we gotta kill another week, so what can we do? All right, we're gonna have some talking with the main event guys because we don't want them wrestling. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they were definitely, you could tell that this is just, they have pretty much all of their storylines determined, and they're just trying to get them to stand and deliver at this point. So, yeah, there was not a whole lot new, I guess, on
this show. What did you just say? Did you just try and sneak in one of your shitty little things? When he goes, they're just waiting for them to stand and deliver.
No, I just said they're waiting to get to stand and deliver because it's the name of the goddamn pay-per-view.
Okay. No. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. But I honestly thought
I have no idea what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so no. You haven't done it in a while, but how it would have gone in the past, you'd be like, yeah, they're waiting for these guys to stand and deliver.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought you were doing. And
no,
I
was
shut
not
down.
Doing that.
Like, it's been a long time. That's how deep those scars run. And if, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, they're on there. A lot
podcast.
Of time it'd be on chat, too. So, but
yeah, I am good at what I believe are mostly termed dad jokes now. So,
and they're brutal.
I have been in the thrall of dad jokes since approximately college, so I started them early.
So for those who don't know, Kevin and I get along very well. Do you realize we're going to know each other 30 years this year?
That is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Because that was another one where, speaking of NXT, to
yes.
get back on that track,
yes.
There was an argument about what movie character Dijak portrays. And because obviously Josh Briggs brought up Shaft, and the fact I was like, oh, man, I can't believe Dijak ends up answering with Samuel Jackson. I'm like, man, I thought he was old enough to go for Richard Roundtree.
That's,
But
yeah, I was like,
then I
what?
also looked up on IMDb. I'm like, when was that Samuel Jackson Shaft? I'm like, holy shit, it was in 2000.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, oh my God, I did not, because wasn't it usually, I remember from music back in the day that it needed to be 25 years or older to be termed a classic. And I'm like, I can't believe that the Samuel L. Jackson version of that movie is moving towards being a classic under that definition.
God damn, that's right. Yeah, I'm trying to think. When, so the original Shaft was 71. You said that came out in 2000?
2000,
Yeah.
because the
Jesus.
new one with the even younger kid
Ugh.
was 2019.
Yeah. You know what? I just discovered today that there was a Shaft in Africa from 1973. All right. So,
Oh yes,
anyways,
I do remember
I did
that.
not know that. So, anyways, yeah, but yeah, Dijak, like being white Shaft, just laugh like that. He's like, I don't know if you can see, but I'm white. And I'm like, no, they don't usually do stuff like that. So,
So yeah, there was that, and then I know that one of the popular podcasts is like, no, he is the white Blade. And I'm like, he's not fucking Blade. Like, what?
no.
He is Marion Cobretti, people. Like, what?
Okay,
Get your
yeah,
stuff together.
you mentioned that a long time ago. I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. He's definitely not
He
White
doesn't need
Shaft.
to change. He does not need to change skin color. Then, like, if
Well, he's
especially.
also like, he's not cool. Cobra wasn't cool, even though they tried. Shaft was.
Oh
So,
yes.
yeah, like, yeah, it is kind of fun to have someone poke fun at the Dijak character because it is pretty
Oh
stupid.
yeah, like, I mean, it was, and that's one where it didn't take away from that segment, because I do like that they're just like, that was one thing to me that was consistent on the program this week. They're like, oh, well, we got this giant in as North American champion, so we're gonna throw all of the big guys into a match. Because, yeah, it's because they mention Briggs. Yeah, Briggs brings the whole thing up. Dijak's like, hey, I was next in line. And then later in the show, Ava's talking to Duke Hudson. And she's like, hey, I'm going to give you a chance to get into the North American title picture. He's like, I can dig that. And I'm like,
I
those
love
are
that.
four big motherfuckers that are probably going to be in the ring together and
I
stand and
loved
deliver.
the smoothness of a dork carrying a trophy. He's like, the MVP? I can dig that. I'm like, he's a bad guy who we all just accept as a good guy. Like, the NXT world is just something totally bizarre. Because, like, what was the other thing? Oh, so, okay. So, Sel Roca, she shows back up, cost Blair Davenport her match. So then, and that shit cracked me up. Brynlee Reese comes out to face Sel Roca with Enofe and Malik Blade. And
Yeah.
Booker T immediately goes, I don't like this.
Well, there were a couple of things that I was almost in tears about, because Vic and Booker have gone from I don't understand why they're together to Vic knows when to punch back at Booker, and it is way more hilarious. That and Booker has taken about 20% off the top. Thank you, Letterkenny, for that one. Is he still goofy a lot of times? Yeah, but he started going, he was like, well, Malik and Blade there, he's like, that's one guy. He's like, it's Malik Blade and Idris Inoue, and Booker just starts laughing. As soon as he started laughing, I was just howling.
It's not good commentary. Because he's not doing
his shit. Yeah. Though,
he's not doing his reason. Job. But yet he's doing his job. So yeah, but it's just Booker T both hinders and accentuates NXT's story. Because he even said, so it's cool that Sel Roca comes out, calls Blair Davenport's a match, and this and this. But if it was Roxanne Perez doing it, and of course he's like, they've got the Roxanne Perez connection, right? So then Brinley Reese loses, and Blair Davenport comes in and attacks her and beats Sel Roca's ass. Booker's quiet while Vic is pontificating about what a heinous attack it was. You would think, from what Booker T said earlier in the match, that he would have some sort of rebuttal to what Vic is saying. Nope, they went to commercial. He didn't say a thing. And it's like, if Vic even made mention, well, you must be reading up on something. You're not on DoorDash this week. And Booker started laughing. And I'm like, I think he may have been on DoorDash right there. Because,
oh my God, Vic, yeah.
His point.
That, like I said, that combination has been just, like, yeah. I think that's perfect description. Sometimes they're, well, sometimes Booker isn't on point. Vic is always paying attention.
Yeah, it's always Vic. Vic's fine. And it really sometimes it's kind of like, oh, boy. So you kind of root for Booker T to say something. But Booker just, he's so back and forth with his opinions. And it's not even like he's rooting for heels or faces. It's just who he decides. He just decides, yeah, I'll accept those people, or I'm not going to accept that. It's just bizarre. But yeah, like that whole thing, just the disgust in his voice when the blonde white girl came out with the two black guys, and he goes, I don't like this. That's when I texted you. I was like, nuts, he got his bullshit again. So.
That is the one of the few things that he has established, I guess, to me, is a consistent character trait for who he roots for. He likes if they win.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one reason why he's like, yeah, he likes both Trick and Carmelo Hayes. It's just like, yeah, they both win, so I like them. Because even in the middle of that Sol Ruka match, he's like, oh, yeah, I like her. She's still got it right now. Like, you know, at the beginning, he was questioning whether she'd still have it. And then I'm just like, good Lord. Like, she's a goddamn mutant. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Like, she's in that same category as Julius Creed, where it's just like, I don't even understand what you're pulling off right now. Like, the fact that you blew out your ACL and then you're like, oh, like most of the times you can see that people are more tentative or they've changed things up. And like, she's still doing the flips and landing. And like, she's just like, nope, fuck it. I'm going for it, man.
I don't remember her doing this when like her ring entrance, when she just jumps onto the apron and does the splits.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? Like, I know Melina had her whole thing, right? But this girl jumped from the floor.
Yeah.
To the ring apron.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I know it's like, you know, there's some sort of enticement there, but I didn't even take it at that. I just took it as like, wow. Like, I'd be smacking myself into the side of the ring. There ain't a chance in hell that's happening.
She has, like, or anyone really that's landing on an apron maybe has 12 inches of space to land there.
Yeah.
And, she does it running up and doing a split, and it's just like, holy cow.
Yeah. Just crazy to me. But,
yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that finish move by her is still unbelievably weird that she can pull it off. And it's also like the suspension of disbelief for wrestling, because she purposely throws herself on her back. And it should, like, take it out of her as well as the other person, but...
You know what? That could be a good evolution of her to do the old... I'm thinking Rob Van Dam in this situation. Could be someone else, but he always used to sell how much the five-star frog splash hurt himself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he almost never went for the pin right away. Because he'd sell his own stomach for a little bit before making the pin. And, like, if she ends up doing something like that, like, that would be chef's kiss on that move.
Yeah, it really would. Yeah. But she's got a ways to go. But you can definitely see there's a definite talent there that's going to be utilized eventually. So, but, like, I think one of the problems with the women is, in NXT, there's only a limited amount of space. And some of them are really killing it. Like, hey, listen, Sal's what she is right now. She's going to move up. Kiana James has improved exponentially. Nowhere for her to really go. You got Roxanne and Laya. All right. In their rightful spot on top. But even then, I mean, we just talked about... Isla Dawn and Alba Fire. All right, so they move up. They ain't nowhere to be found. Were you going to risk getting moved up to the main roster and getting lost?
They ended up meeting, what, Kiana James, is it Izzy Dame is with her?
Sure.
I believe.
Yeah.
And then you have JC Jane and whoever her sidekick is now.
Yeah.
And Tatum Paxley is still hanging out there with Lyra. There is just a poop ton of women. And I mean, and they haven't, and I guess I was more thinking about JC Jane. Like, I'm not sure the last time she wrestled. Like, she's been on TV a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really remember when she wrestled last.
Right. I really don't either.
I believe her and Thea maybe had a tag match, or she had a singles match sometime during that Chase U run, but yeah, I would really be hard pressed to remember what exactly or when exactly that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't tell you either. So it's like, all right, but yeah, like the women, like there's just a spoil of riches, and no, not all of them are ready, but by the time they're ready, it's a logjam.
Oh.
So, you know, yeah. it's kind of the same thing for the men, too. But I think more so because women do get less time. Just how it works so far.
Well, it's more even than it used to be.
It's
closer,
sure.
Because, yeah, we talked about the match. There was the... Oh, well, there are at least the two matches. Because Roxanne and Tatum... And the Sol Ruka match, you had the JC Jane stuff. Was that? Oh, and Kiana James stuff backstage.
Mm-hmm. Gigi Dolin and
and Ariana
Grace. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's still just. I think that's going to be a hoot riot, just waiting to happen.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
But yeah, they didn't really do a whole lot with that this week. Like it, and that's fine. It was just the beginning. Like, just start to be annoying, and that's a good start.
Yeah, but even NXT is doing the same thing. Like pushing all these things that aren't going to be on Stand and Deliver. But I know they always have like a special show before, so whatever. But I thought the opening tag match was really good. I had a lot of fun watching that. Like, I liked the, like, not role reversal, but the, like, change of gears for Nathan Frazier and Axiom. They did some of their high flying stuff, sure, but they also, like, were aggressive and physical. The announcers pointed it out too. Like, well, this is not what we expected.
They used the same offense essentially to be physical and aggressive. Like, it was one where even the was it a suicide dive? Like, I felt like they went into it more like Darby Allin. Except they weigh like 30 more pounds than Darby Allin.
Which also, that's what that should be called. Like, a suicide dive shouldn't be gentle. Like, all right, this is it.
Yeah, those things have looked entirely too soft. And, well, Darby Allin definitely makes it look like a suicide dive.
But, yeah, no, I was super impressed. Like, this is a lot of fun. And honestly, I was impressed with everybody. Like, no one looked out of place. Everything went smooth.
Yeah, I mean, even for new guy, I honestly, like, until I'm looking at the write-up here, did not remember the name Miles Bourne.
No, not at all. He just kind of came on the scene. And there he is. Like, the guy to me that's just lost in all this is Damon Kemp. He looked like he was getting ready to break out. Like, he was the best part of that feud with the Creeds. And then nothing. I mean, nothing afterwards.
And I mean, you could sell me on he's second in command for the No Quarter Catch crew, but A, he doesn't have the belt, so he's at least third, right? And then he didn't wrestle tonight. Because it was Charlie Dempsey and Bourne in the tag match, and Drew Gulak got chosen to defend the Heritage Cup this evening.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, that's not working out for him. Speaking of the Heritage Cup, I think less is more with this thing. There's been a Heritage Cup match, what, every week for like 3 or 4 weeks now?
They are going for the more is more.
Yeah, and it's scenario. Like, listen, we can peel back, you know? It doesn't have to be every week because the matches are long. And also, like, my fundamental problem with them is people get pinned in the first 3 minutes or whatever the rounds are, you know?
Oh, yes.
And it's like, then I watch a regular match and nothing happens. And I know there's, like, a sense of urgency, but whatever. It's just like...
It's just like, what are those beat-the-clock challenge matches?
Yes.
You know, where you're just like, no, someone should, like, even the worst person does not, even in a squash match, it usually lasts more than a minute and a half. And usually 9 times out of 10 with those beat the clock matches, like, oh, yeah, this is like a former champion. And then they lose in like $1.30 and you're like, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why? So, yeah, this does kind of have a similar situation. Like, you really shouldn't be losing in the first 3 minutes. Like, no one should be.
Yeah. Unless it's like, I almost said Iron Mike Sharp, but he usually lasts longer than that. You know, something like that. Barry Horowitz, he'd last longer. Jimmy Jack Funk. We just, I don't know.
Jimmy Jack Funk. Good Lord. Ugh,
God.
You're really going for one there. But, yeah.
I've always loved that name. What a stupid-ass name. But
that was a good one where I think Riley Osborne continues to, I guess, show that he's – you kind of mentioned it about the indie scouting. You can tell that he's one of the few people down there that has had some work in the ring before getting to NXT.
Yeah. Yeah, and who was Thea Hale's interest?
Yeah, that's Riley Osborne.
Okay, I just want to make sure. It's funny because that's Blair Davenport's fiance.
Oh.
So, it's like, all right, when is that inevitable feud coming and that's what happens?
Opposite of what we were talking about last week where they're usually putting them together with their significant others.
Yeah, and that's what cracks me up is the two of them are backstage, and this is also a Vic and Booker thing. They're backstage. She's like, "Hey, I wasn't myself during our date. I'm really sorry. Can we just be friends?" He's like, "Oh yeah, of course." Like, "Oh good," and it's just how it ends, right?
Yeah.
And then Vic goes, "Well, you know, Thea came out. She talked to him. He's like, you know, he may get a second date out of this." No, it was just established. They're friends. Like, what are we, like, And you know, Booker's just like, like, just enough. And he was right.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was some innuendo that there might be a second date, I guess.
Was there a high five? Wasn't that, like...
Yeah, and she was kind of acting excited with Duke and Andre Chase. So I can understand where that that part of it came from.
Yeah, so... But it was still, it's like, oh, boy. What else are we missing on this?
Good Brothers versus Hank and Tank.
Okay. I understand Hank and Tank are new. Who's the guy that's consistently freaking out? Is that Tank?
Tank is the one with the ponytail.
Yes, him.
Okay.
Okay. I know it's the character, but it's way over the top. Way over the top. And it becomes distracting after a while. Like, he made the hot tag, and it was like he was in a stadium. The way he was just going nuts, like trying to reach those people in section 700. Hey, calm down. Know where you're at. And I know you're performing for TV, too, but, oh, boy. But, yeah, his overacting is something else. And then, Hank is just, I'm just the bodyguard, or not bodyguard, the security dude. And I'm not, it sounds like I'm bashing on him, but it was just, like, Tank was so distracting. But then, like, boy, the Good Brothers really gave them a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the Good Brothers are doing what they're supposed to be doing down there.
Yes, and I love it, too. If you're not going to use them, send them down. And somebody else, I can't remember who the interview was with. Oh, no, it was AJ Styles. I think he was on his Twitch channel, or maybe it was an interview, talking about the difference with Hunter and Vince. He's like, yeah, well, Hunter... You know, he's much more of, like, a talent for the boys and girls of the talent. And he goes, so he's not releasing anybody. He just sends them down to NXT. And he had mentioned it before. And it's like, I'm not saying that the OC was going to get released. But it's like, if you're not utilizing veterans, send the ass where you can help. And it's like, it's the perfect fit. Because they look like bigger stars than the NXT kids do. Which they should. Just based off of, you know,
yeah, their time. Fact that they've been around for 20 plus years.
Yeah. So, yeah, I actually enjoyed the match when Tank wasn't just a freak. Like, chill. Was like, we don't need a, I guess we have a male Thea Hale now. So.
Yep.
But it's like, yeah. NXT is just such a hard show to talk about because it's psychotic, I think.
Well,
schizophrenic,
the one,
maybe.
The one last thing that there is to talk about, I suppose, is the main event and the angle thereafter. Trick Williams, Noam Dar. You know, Flash Legend tried to run some sexy interference on.
By standing there. I enjoyed that outfit. So,
oh yeah, that was quite the outfit that Miss Legend had on.
Yes.
That I have liked her. I did not get the talk show character.
I hated that talk show character.
I don't feel like she's changed that much, but I'm like, okay, I understand this character way more.
Yeah, but it also seems like not. I don't want to say real, because I'm sure like. It seems organic, I guess. It's another word for real.
Yeah.
Like, I can see someone acting this way. But then, like, it was so funny. She goes to slap Trick, and he's like, what are you trying to slap me for? He's like, oh, you dirty. And then, you know, Noam, like, rolls him up or does whatever. But then she's still, like, all wet, like, watching Trick win the match. So... Which I guess they are a couple. I don't know if we talked about that or not. They are a couple.
Yes, so, we did talk about that.
But that, okay. And yes, because they're black. That could be the next Booker Charmel. And, like, that is high praise because those two were great when he was King Booker and she was Queen Sharmell.
Yeah, and she can play a different role since she can... Well, I don't know. They still haven't put her in the ring that much, but she... Well, she's another one where it's just like, yeah, I can tell you play basketball. Just because she, you know, like, she's one of those women that's, like, 6 inches taller than every other woman.
Well, and also putting her with, like, Noam Dar. I mean, again, if that guy was, like, a couple inches taller, it'd be better. He'd be on the main roster, probably. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, that match was good, too. But that's also another, like, hey, here's an experienced veteran in with Trick. And it's only going to help him. And then, like, the after-match angle, we usually see it as, like, the good guy that dresses up in security. I don't really remember too many times where the bad guy dresses up in as a security guy or the camera guy.
I do feel like heels have done it before, but it's been a long time. Like, that was one where I'm like, oh, this is an old trope that I don't remember seeing that much recently. So I was kind of down for it. Like I said, like, it's kind of an old playbook move, but good, great. Those work sometimes.
Yeah, and it's fine. It's like something to further it along. Yeah. So, and especially with one more week to go for them as well.
Yep.
But yeah, it's... I just... NXT is just... Hey, the show starts. It's 150 miles an hour. You're going to hit a speed bump here and there that's only going to put you down to about 120. It's never going below that. You better keep up or get run over. And it's like, I would appreciate if you just went the speed limit every once in a while. Like, characters are introduced in a blur. Like, who was Gigi Dolan talking to in the locker room?
I don't remember. Because it wasn't Carmen Petrovic. It was someone else. That's another one. That women's locker room.
Yeah.
Has a lot of faces in it.
Yes. And it's like, okay. And even with, like, Malik and Blade. Like, they're not on that much anymore. So they come out. And you're like, wait a minute, these guys are familiar. Oh, yeah, those guys. And there's just, like... I don't know if it's just Shawn Michaels' mantra. If you're ready to go, you're on TV. We'll figure out where to put you. And I'd rather that's not the case. But
oh, gotcha.
And, you know, just to give some to breathe. I also loved, right, I know we got to go, but I love Tony D introducing, Luciano?
Luca.
Yeah.
Luca Crucifino.
Okay. And then Stax as, like, you know, this and this. He doesn't even mention the girl.
He did not really mention the Riz.
And she's just standing there like, me? Yeah, Riz, whatever. But you lost to Jada Parker. So, who I've noticed is becoming the internet's new obsession, by the way. Jada Parker.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of traction about that attractive young lady. So...
good for her, but yeah, she was not on TV this week. So
nope.
And she got her rest.
Yeah, well, she must be in the mud. So see, that's a Kevin. I just pulled a Kevin, by the way. So
yeah, I don't know. Can you say anything more about your Bell Time beer before we?
The first one I had was actually from Columbus Brewing. That was the Mayhem Double India Pale Ale. Very, very good. It just got totally overshadowed by this mango one. No. Yeah, because mango's delicious anyways. And then mixing it in with beer, yeah. So, top-notch selections, so thank you again. So,
well, sticking with the Irish theme for this week for me, North High Brewing Company Road Irish Red Ale. And it's an Irish Red Ale. Probably not my favorite one, but still an Irish Red Ale, so I like it. It's a nice light beer. It's one of those Yeah, it's one to me that if you just want a lager type situation, that's the way you go. Like you go with a red ale or something like that to just change it up because the malt just tastes a little bit different than it does with a normal lager, low hop area. And yeah, hey, it was St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, so may as well celebrate that that fact there. So that is the Belltime beer selection from Matt DeFrango 11. His was from Matt Granny Maze. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at any other locations, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Amazon. Have a good night, grandkids.
Play it again.